following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off when you buy two bags of Scotts Fertilizer 5,000 square feet or larger. So, let's get ahead of the game. Let's prep now for a big payoff later. Let's enjoy a healthier, greener lawn come spring. Let's do this. 25% off two bags of Scotts Fertilizer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 10-6. Scotts Snap products excluded. Cannot be combined with other offers. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you work from home, you know there are times when you need a more professional image. That's why a Regis Virtual Office is so smart. Your Regis Virtual Office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and phone number for your business cards, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, monthly private office use, access to meeting rooms. Get 30 days free, yeah, free, at regus.com/sport or call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
The snap looks to the near side, sets, throws, ball deflected, intercepted. Stanley G. Baptiste, Stanley to the 50, racing down the sideline, 40. Hundley hits him, helps, gets help from his center, knock out of bounds at the UCLA 27 yard line. Stanley G. with another pick. Got Quincy isolated to the near side, back to throw as Tater looks, sets, throws a deep fade pattern right there. Is Quincy, touchdown, Oreska. Quincy Anunua for 6 points. At back, Hundley. Holding, looking, having time. Now pocket breaks down. Avery Moss jumps on him and sacks him at the 27-yard line. Avery Moss, his first career sack. Back, a loss of 5. It'll be third down and 12. Huskers, it's not even a half yard. They're going to go for it here. High formation. Tater under center. Abdullah the deep back. Tater turns. Toss sweep right side. Abdullah has the first down inside the 15. And down to the 15-yard line. Two wideouts each way. Martinez in the shotgun. Abdullah off to the left. Now empty backs as Abdullah races to the near side. Back to throw is Tater. Sets, throws, pass. Cut over the middle. It's going to be a Husker touchdown. Quincy Anunua. Covington to kick again. He bobbles a snap. Huskers hit him. He runs away. Now Ciante Evans grabs him at the 26-yard line. Huskers take over at the 26 of UCLA. Back to throw is Tater. Looking downfield. Throw into the end zone. Deep out. Kenny Bell goes up. Makes a catch. Touchdown, Nebraska. Back to throw is Hundley. Off the edge. Being chased. Grabbed. Gets away from Moss. Now Randall whiffs on him. Now Randall. Hundley's going to take off and run. And he's going to get a first down at the Nebraska 48-yard line. Perkins off to the left. Man in motion. Low snap. They hand it off to Perkins. He jets right into the end zone for a touchdown. And UCLA finds the end zone for the first time of this game to cut the lead down to 21-9. James in the backfield with Hundley. They snap it back. Hands it off to James. Picking his way to the 3-2-1 touchdown. And UCLA right back in the game. It's 21-16. Two wide out to the pattern on the far side. Shaq Evans. Single coverage to the near side. Hundley looking that way. Throwing toward the end zone for Shaq Evans. Pass caught. Touchdown UCLA. And they have the lead. Turn. Hundley fakes the handoff. Rolls the pocket. Throws it out. A flat pass caught by Rule. The fullback. He dives. Touchdown UCLA. Philip Rule, the fullback, leaks out. Got in there. And that makes it a 30-21 UCLA lead. Hundley gets the shotgun snap, takes a handoff, throws on the middle, pass, caught, touchdown.
This thing over yet? Doug and Danny Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Happy Monday, everyone. You know, I'm not sure the sun did come up today. I'm looking out there, and it's overcast. Beautiful day, if you like this kind of weather. Folks, bring it. That's all I can say. I'm still sitting here after this 36 hours or figured up, whatever it is. And Tom Chattel is going to join us here momentarily before the Husker press conference from the Omaha World Herald. And I hope you've been out there reading and digesting from some of the state's best writers what they thought of the weekend. And we'll talk about that. Bo Pelini's press conference right after 11:30, live from Lincoln. We'll be bringing you that. So stay with us. Tom Chattel is going to join us before the press conference. Give us a little bit more on his take, his column, his Sweep Right blog, Tommy Frazier coming out and tweeting. I know there's a lot of people that are upset. I start with the same thing I've said quite a few times. There isn't a Husker fan out there And I believe I said at the beginning of the year that if the defense was any good, this team has the makings of going 11-1 or maybe even undefeated to the championship game, Big Ten championship game. That was before the season. The defense isn't there yet. But the offense, what's going on there? As Steve Sipple said, I expected UCLA to score this many points. I just expected Nebraska to score more. We talked about that as the season began, too. The defense is, you always want to have a little bit better defense. I mean, if you're going to pick great defensive team or great offensive team, which are the ones that win? I mean, Alabama A&M was 49-42. We're in that day and age now. And that's a whole other story. We'll get to that. The Hall of Fame, the volleyball, all the things that went on over the weekend. But I know a day after another loss to a rated team, this one stings more because it was at home. It's the one you've been waiting for. You figured Nebraska had UCLA's number. The shocking thing is you're out 21-3. And as Tom Chattel's article, the headline said, we could dream for a half. And, I mean, I was right there, too, going, man, and everybody in the press box, all the media guys, this team is in rhythm. Look at them run the plays. Look at them click things off. Everything is just rolling great. UCLA wasn't playing perfect. There's a turnover. There's the botched punt snap that gives Nebraska the short field. But Nebraska was taking advantage. Nebraska took advantage of that. They were doing basically everything right for a half. And how quickly that comes undone. Maybe the play of the game is Brett Hundley's scramble that led to the first touchdown right before halftime. It's 3rd and 12. Nebraska has him basically almost for the sack, and he is able to get out of there. Johnny Manziel-esque. And that leads to a touchdown right before half. But still, that shouldn't have been the do-all, end-all. Nebraska got the ball to start the third quarter. You go out. You do what you've been doing in the first half. You put their foot on the throat. You go up 28-10. And you should be able to hold a 28-10 lead. And I'm still baffled as to what happened. I said Bo Pelini actually made a Bill Callahan quote. I don't know what happened. We just didn't tackle. I remember Callahan saying, we had them in the right places. They just didn't make the play. And that's almost what it sounds like here. And I'll take that to the nether. You people out there that are calling for firing of coaches, and that left in the third quarter on Saturday. Just quit following the program, okay? You're not a true fan anyway. Now, I know there's problems. It's not all sunshine, and I'm not saying don't panic a little bit, because this team does need to do better. But there's nothing to say. Again, there's nothing to say that UCLA won't win the Pac-12. They're not the favorite. There's nothing to say that UCLA won't win the Pac-12. There's nothing to say that Wyoming's not going to win 9 or 10 football games. So, again, we have to wait a little bit for this season to play out. The problem is now with this loss, and we talked about it last week, what if Nebraska does lose? You got South Dakota State, a bye week, and Illinois, which did get drubbed fairly decent by Washington to kind of take any luster off them coming in undefeated. So you are in a 6-week cycle until Northwestern, and Nebraska should be 6-1. When they play Northwestern, and then here we go again. Can Nebraska put themselves in a position to make it to Indianapolis and play in the Big Ten championship game? And if they do, that probably means, at the most, one more loss in conference play, or one loss in conference play. And again, Nebraska would be 10-2, and I didn't hear anybody think that this team was going to be better than 10-2 this year. So that's the one side of don't be such an overreactor. But this time around, I will at least give you, I don't know what happened. Like Tommy Frazier said, what the hell is going on? Here's his tweet, in case you missed it. I hate saying this, but this crap is getting old. How in the hell do you not make adjustments or put your players in position to compete? If this is what is going to happen for the remainder of the season, count me out. I don't care if we lose a game, but the way we are losing is just not what Nebraska fans deserve. I have fought, bled, and cried over this program. I didn't do all that for the program to become what it has today. Time for change. Now, Steve Sipple, interesting enough, says calling for coaches' jobs should never be taken lightly for obvious reasons, not the least of which is how many families are affected. And everybody knows that Tommy Frazier's outspoken, and I think everybody likes that. But Steve Sipple goes on to say, he obviously knows the game, but considering his 3-17 record as Doan's coach, he probably isn't the foremost expert on how to run a college football program, which is a little stinging there in its own right. You got to be somewhere in the middle. And my buddy James from Grand Island says, get Jason Peter on the show. no problem getting Jason Peter on the show, and I'm going to try to do that. But we all know what Jason Peter's stance is and what it's going to be. There's only one way. Ladies and gentlemen, there aren't that many Jason Peters and Tommy Frazier's running out of that tunnel currently for Nebraska. Is part of that the coaching not getting them to that level? Maybe so. We'll talk about it with Tom Chattel. Take the top 25 right now, people. Look at your new top 25. How many of those programs have been in there over the last 5-6 years consistently and been good? And then look at their coaches. There's hardly any. There's hardly any. Take the coaches of Nick Saban and Les Miles and Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer and look what their first 6 years or 5 years, because that's what Bo has, he's in his sixth, look what their record was in the first 5 years. Look at Tom Osborne's record the first 5 years. That's what everybody wants to compare this to. Look at Bob Devaney's record the first 5 years. I get it. It's the way they're losing. I get it. I get it. I get that part of it. It's the way they're losing. We thought that Nebraska would have a great defense under Bo Pelini. What's missing? And it seems like maybe they don't have the answers right now. But again, they're not 25-year head coaches in college football either. We've got some emails to get to. We need to take a break because Tom Chattel is going to join us at Bo Pelini's press conference. We'll be right back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up, but we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an autograft battery for you. Free. You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up, but just to make a point. Give up. At Advance? Ha! Never. Fast, free battery installation. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase on most vehicles.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
The skies stay mainly cloudy through the day today. We'll also see a few isolated showers develop around the region. Highs will reach about 66 with southeast winds 10 to 15. We'll then head back to 56 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 57.
Yikes. They still play that in the stadium for the Black Shirts, don't they? Doug and Daddy show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you got a bad case of the Monday blues, whether it's football related or not, the Chicken Coop in Kearney wants to make your Monday your fun day. Stop into the Chicken Coop for Monday Night Football every Monday. Buy the one-of-a-kind Coop koozie for just $5 and then enjoy 12-ounce cold ones from 7 to close for only a buck each all Monday night. And of course, you can't watch football without tasty boneless wings. Choose from over a dozen lip-smacking, taste bud packing boneless wings, only 40 cents a piece. Can't wait for tonight maybe to grab that delicious bite to eat. Then stop into the Coop today for a juicy steak sandwich and your choice of side for only $6.99. I must say that within the last week, I've had the juicy steak sandwich, I've had the boneless wings. watched football at the Chicken Coop, and thoroughly enjoyed my time as always. For family fun, drinks, and food, head to the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. The Chicken Coop, taking care of you. Coop koozies, only $5, and then a dollar 12-ounce cold ones while you're watching Monday Night Football tonight between the Bengals and the Steelers. Let's get to some of the emails, and then Tom Chattel is going to join us. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. From Brent, Double D, the only thing I can say about the game is ouch. I still believe in Pelini and the team. I was impressed with the young guys on the defense, and remember, they're still learning. It's not like in the 90s when we had juniors and seniors lining up. I'm hoping that this meltdown will prepare us for the Big Ten schedule and make our team better in the long run. Johnny Football said it, quote, "This is not the end of our season," end quote. We can still win our division and possibly play in a BCS bowl. We still have 10 wins this season, and that is a good season. Brent, on the other side, we've got John and Kearney. Wow! Let's set the record straight. 10 points, no big wins, no Pelini SEC defense, no fire in the players, teams giving up on defense, mistakes made on both sides of the ball, play calling, overpaid coaches, nobody playing four quarters, a low IQ quarterback who still looks like a freshman, and an inept offensive line. That's 10 quick observations. John says, all this equals bad coaching. Why can't you people in the media wake up and just call it like it is? A poor job of coaching from Pelini on down. Hats off to Coach Mora for not giving up and demolishing the inept Huskers, both on the scoreboard and in their heads. Let's go, guys. Bo needs to go. I'm so sick of give him time. Let him recruit. It'll be okay. Sorry, I'm willing to bet you can't paint this picture however you want, but let's get real. This team is not coached well. We have athletes on the field, just no one to guide them. If you people in the media like 9-4 every year, Bo's your man. But Nebraska should be held to a higher standard. John and Kearney brings up interesting points. First off, if you are the media guy that wants to go face-to-face with Bo every day calling for his job, good luck. You want to be that guy? You want to be that guy? Does that happen basically in any other? I mean, do you go say that teacher is terrible or that banker is terrible or my priest puts me to sleep? He should be gone, and say it to his face? I doubt it. It's tough. It's done. It's done, but it's tough. Second point, 9-4 every year. No, I don't want to be 9-4 every year. Bo's never been worse than 9-4. I want to be in a position to win, to get that chance to every once in a while be 11-1, maybe be in the discussion for the national championship. I get your point saying, hey, quit defending him, quit defending him. And finally, this comes from Trent listening on the stream in Omaha. You know I've been a big Bo supporter for a very long time, but a couple of things stood out to me that proves to me he's clueless at this point, and he at least has to get rid of his coordinators at the end of the season. Point one, Bo said the kids look like they saw a ghost in the third quarter. That's your job to grab these kids and tell them that everything is going to be all right and that you're the leader of these kids. It's on you, Bo. Point two, why after 6 minutes were left in the third quarter, between TV timeouts, not one Nebraska coach was out there teaching those kids? UCLA had two coaches every time out there to speak with their defense. We had 11 guys just waiting with no direction. I have no idea what has happened, but I think the contributing factor, according to Trent, is a lack of recruiting, lack of player development, a chaotic defensive scheme, and an offense that goes against what Nebraska football has been for 50 years. At least when we ran the option in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we had an identity. Now we have zero identity from T-Mobile. Ryan says, I think we were outcoached, obviously, in the second half. They made adjustments, and I don't know what we did at halftime. Ryan, I don't know what adjustments we had to make. Nebraska was playing pretty good in the first half. Then Ryan goes on to say, they need to evaluate some of the coaching positions. Remember, the defensive coordinator is only 3 years in, and the offensive coordinator isn't exactly a big name. I honestly think we have some coaching issues, but that's not all of it. I was at the game and have no idea why both sides of the ball failed for two quarters. Let's get a little bit more perspective on how things went Saturday and what he's expecting today at the press conference. Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. And Tom, as we look at the article, for one half it was okay for Husker fans to dream, and then maybe the nightmare sets in the second half. Of course, for 36 hours, everybody's asking, what happened? What happened? I don't have a good answer. Do you?
Well, no, that's the problem. I don't think anybody has an answer, and everybody's tired of trying to find the answer, and it was just a shocking. We've seen that. Wasn't shocking in that we haven't seen that before, but we haven't seen it at home necessarily. It was just shocking to watch all that unfold, in front of your eyes. So, at some point it's either got to get better or it's getting worse, and I don't know that it's getting better.
How much leeway do you still give this football team? We all knew going into the season that this defense wasn't going to be the greatest thing that ever happened. Obviously, though, the offense, as Bo said, maybe they're reading their paper clippings. Are we more concerned about the offense or the defense this morning?
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of those paper clippings were back in August, too. and I do appreciate them reading, by the way. I'll have to thank them today when I see them. I just think the offense has been the story so far. Yeah, defensively, they haven't played terrible. They had a bad half second. They haven't Wyoming game, but those things are going to happen. But, when you think about young defense and experience, you think about being out of position or being you don't know where to line up or you don't know, you didn't communicate. A lot of these things on Saturday where I just busted a tackle. Is that youth or is that just not good defense? I don't know. But I tell you what, UCLA just started running the same old passive play and trying to make a guy miss, and Nebraska couldn't do it. I didn't see any adjustments. It just seemed like UCLA got more confidence than Nebraska did. I don't know what it is, but I think, on defense, I think it's going to take a while still. I don't think they're going to run into a lot of offenses like UCLA in the future, but offensively, you just got to see something, different. And I thought Taylor was good in the first half. Then in the second half, it's like he's playing scared, and he's got nowhere to run, and it's like he's forgotten how to run. If the pass is from there, you think he could tuck it and certainly outrun everybody, but he was running in circles in the pocket. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but, this is a 9-3 program right now. These are our 9-3 coaches. I think they're going to have a chore to get to that. But they're probably going to win the next four. And before they get it, and they try to get past that level, they run into a wall, don't they?
Yeah, everybody wants the big win, and I don't even think a win over UCLA would have been considered a signature win. And we're talking with Tom Chattel. Of course, you can read him not only in the World Herald, but Omaha.com. He's got a cool new blog, Sweep Right, which I love the title of, and you can check that out all the time. What's the question that you have today, Tom? Is it of Taylor? Why he's doing what he's doing when we thought, man, this is his year? Is it of Tim Beck? Is it of Papuchas? Is it of Bo? Do you have a not necessarily a zinger, but something that you want to answer today?
Well, I think just a general thing. And I think Taylor's a good question. I know he had his foot in a boot. Maybe that impacted him, but I'm not sure his foot was the problem. He didn't look like he knew where to go. He almost panicked a couple of times. But, I think changes. And, it's a funny thing. Funny word changes. What do you change? Your offense, and you play three games. You don't want to panic. You don't want to throw it all away. That's never the answer. But you can't keep doing what you're doing either in these games. So, we saw Mack Brown fire his coordinator. Well, I don't think Bo's going to fire anybody. But I just think the offense play calling could be done. Go to that run game more, and Jeff. This times when everybody's trying to be Oregon, trying to be Chip Kelly, and wow, somebody sent me I put it on my blog last night.
Yeah, Rod Yates.
Rod Yates, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Doug. Here at Old Husker sent me a great piece done on Chip Kelly recently in a Business Weekly website where I guess Chip gave a speech, and it was sort of a story. They wrote it like, well, here's a sort of a thing for my CEO, and that's why it was on that website. And it's just Chip Kelly talking about the secret of his offense was not complications, it was simplicity. And it just reminded me of what Tom Osborne used to do. You know, Chip Kelly said, we've got four running plays, and that's all we run, and we run them a lot of different ways, and our guys know how to run those in any situation. And his thing was confidence is simplification, knowing, you know, what to do in any situation and knowing that you're going to do it well because you practiced it over and over. And so I think Rob was trying to say, hey, you know, Tim Beck, let's try to do this a little bit. So, it's sure. I mean, the other thing, Tom, I know what he knows, I say, from a lot of your fans, and a lot of them said, a lot of them are old Husker fans, and they pointed out that one of the great things that Osborne did in the offense was he always tried to help out his defense. You know, it was just such an awareness in the game. If things were struggling on that side, you know, you try to help them out. And I don't think Tim does that. I don't think he did that in the Wisconsin game last year. I don't think he did it this past Saturday. When things start going south and the other team's got momentum, you know, you got to put the brakes on it. And I think offensively, he's got three good running backs. Offensive line, can they get in the rhythm? You know, I've seen him block. I think that could have been the way to go. I don't know. I think sometimes we just try to do too much.
Talk with Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, now comes, as you said, the word panic. The word panic is now throughout Husker Nation, even though I still believe every Husker fan knows this isn't a national championship team. They know they're going to lose a couple games. It's the style they lose it, and they still freak out when they lose. But surprising, I think, to a lot of people was Tommy Frazier coming out. I just wanted to know what your take is on coming out the same day that he's honored at the stadium and what he had to say.
Well, yeah, Tommy's Tommy, and I love the guy. He's that way he's a player. Wasn't afraid to say what he meant and what he felt, and didn't care who didn't like it. That's how about made him a great quarterback. I mean, I think we all appreciate that. You know, when I saw that tweet or whatever the heck it was, I don't know what we call it, but when his statements, that sounds like Tommy. That's definitely Tommy. But I thought the timing was wrong. I thought a few hours after standing on that field next to Coach Osborne and being honored on that field by the university to come back and attack like that. You know, I know these former players are on radio now, and they're accessible, and you can find out what they think without problem, whether it's Twitter, radio show, or TV every week. But and we all love to hear their opinions. These guys played. They know what's going on. Although they aren't in their locker room and aren't in the program every day, so maybe they don't know exactly what's happening. But they certainly know the game well enough to, break it down for us. But I just thought it was just bad timing. You know, it's not bad form to do it right after that. So I think it's time to wait until today or tomorrow to do it. I don't think anybody would have had any problem with it.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Tom Chattel as we get ready to hear from Coach Pelini at his press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, we all knew that if Nebraska didn't have things go well in this football game, that we are going to be sitting in about 3 weeks here of just, you know, wondering what the heck to do and apathy, the word that's there. South Dakota State, they barely win a football game this past week over southeastern Louisiana. But you have to pay attention. They played Nebraska close last time they were here. Already two FCS teams have beaten Division I football teams. Then you got a bye week. Then Illinois is going to come in, and nobody's going to be fired up about that. There's not a big game until maybe Northwestern or Michigan if Nebraska runs the table here. Apathy is the word I'm using. Where does Nebraska go from here? They could get really good, I suppose, or improve at least in this 3 week span.
Yeah, I think they will. And I think it would be sitting there on November 2nd with Northwestern coming to town at 6-1. But how good will they be? Can you really believe anything you see the next four games? Now, apathy is an interesting deal. I'm really curious to see what happens here. I'm hearing from people. My favorite email was, "Who cares about apathy?" And I love that one. I just can't believe it. I've never seen it. Nebraska fans apathetic about their football team. I've never seen it. I won't believe it until I see it. But people think it's going to happen here the next game, and we'll see. I think this week is going to be loud, and I don't think anybody's going to panic. I think people are just kind of tired of it. And, you know, are they apathetic or are they just out of juice? I don't know. I'm anxious to see what happens in the next few weeks. But it's only set up for people to kind of take a break and maybe check out for a while. I think there could be see some of the best mowed lawns in the nation, like in Nebraska maybe next month. You might have, I think there might be some golf, some fall handicaps ought to be pretty good. Now, you know, it used to be you could get a tee time on a Saturday on game day. Maybe they'll be crowded. Maybe they'll have a scramble. I don't know. I think Saturday will be interesting, won't it? You know, I never want to promote the idea of empty seats. I think people should show up, support the team. But I certainly understand they're also consumers. It's a business. And it's a way of life, but it's, you're a consumer, you don't want to go. I understand. So, I'll be kind of paying attention to that Saturday.
Tom, last question, we'll let you out of here. I'm looking at the top 20, actually, and I'm looking at any longevity of these coaches that are having success. Bo went 48-20 in his first 5 years. Saban, 34-20 in his first 5 years. Les Miles, 39-23. Steve Spurrier, 39-17. All comparable or lower than Bo. The one is Urban Meyer, 47-11 in 5 years. Just a quick comment to the Husker fans, that if you want to call them fans, that we're leaving in the third quarter on Saturday and are calling for a whole new coaching staff.
You know, the thing about those other guys is they all started at a lower level. You know, Spurrier was at Duke. Urban was in the MAC, I believe, at Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Brady Hoke, San Diego State. You can go on and down the list. Saban started at Toledo and had a lot of average seasons, but got to take his time and learn his philosophy and learn how to recruit at that level without having a high-pressure job. And you know, Bo's never had that. That's not his fault. They offered him the job. He's going to take it. But, yeah, you got to – I always thought he's a little bit on the gun because he took the job when people were hungry already. He got here, and they wanted to win big. And he wasn't ready to give him that. He had to learn how to do a lot of things. He's still learning. I just think I'm not going to tell people that they need to be patient. I think this is year six, and I think that they need to expect expectations are good for this program. I don't think people should ever drop and say, well, we're just still learning, or it's okay, you know. And I think it's a fine balance between expecting a lot and having perspective. But I've written this, I've said this, that the legacy of Tom Osborne and Devaney was not necessarily the number, the record that you saw. It was the way they played football, the way they coached. And Nebraskans deserve a team that is going to play hard, play smart, and play with a certain attitude or abandonment, and they're not going to fold. And if you have that, if you take the chips where they fall, and we're not getting that in year six here. It's not smart. It's not, they're not adjusting. I don't want to say that anybody played harder or they quit or anything. I'm not inside their heart or head, but I just think something was missing there, and I think I just think that Nebraska fans, I deserve a team that is going to be well coached and is going to be confident and play hard the whole game. And they get outplayed.
Tom Chattel, Omaha World Herald. Check out his blog, Sweep Right, and you can go to omaha.com to check that out as well. Tom, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be listening at the press conference this morning.
Hey, thanks, man. I'll see you next week tonight.
Sounds good, Tom. Tom Chattel and the Omaha World Herald. Really good stuff out there. He hears everything. He's got his comments. He responds. And it's all right there on omaha.com, your World Herald. And, of course, the great blog Sweep Right, taking off the sweep left. Open it back up in Lincoln. There you go. Your thoughts. We've got a lot of emails to get to. We've already got to some of them. Had somebody that was Josh said, amen, John and Carney, who said it was John's, of course, email was about changing now and making some moves. And Josh is on that. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's the way you want to go. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always Facebook us at ESPN Superstation and email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And while you're at ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which is more to blame for the bizarre ending to the Wisconsin-Arizona State game? Wisconsin or the officials? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're about to go to Lincoln for Coach Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. And while you're listening, you can vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question of the day. Over the weekend, it was soccer. What are you thinking about Team USA now that they've qualified? 53% of you think they'll just kind of make that round of 16 and not go any farther. Get out of pool play. Vote on our cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. There is a lot of football today, and there's a lot that we're going to get to tomorrow with Daryl Morris of UNK, Tony Harper of Hastings College. They were out of the game, came back, took the lead out against Concordia, then got beat in the final minute. So we'll talk about that with Coach Harper and last Thursday's game with Coach Morris and getting ready for this Saturday. It's homecoming for both UNK and Hastings College. Also, your thoughts on what Tommy Frazier may have said. We'll get to that. Jerry Kill going down again in the Minnesota game. He's such a great guy. But he had another epileptic seizure, had to be taken off the field. That's just traumatic, not just for him, obviously, but for his team. And I don't know, what do you do? It's happened so many times now, it's not fair to make him quit or have him quit, but you want him to be okay. We'll talk about that, the High School Hall of Fame, and more. But right now, we go to Lincoln for Coach Bo Pelini and his weekly press conference. All right, there it is. Bo Pelini, after the first loss of the season, elongated press conference again this week. Starting off, I will say this. I think if you are watching and listening, whether you're in the room or you're listening here on the radio or you're watching him via a variety of different outlets, you can just tell Coach Pelini's maturity over the last few seasons. Setting down, handling this press conference. I don't like when they get into the philosophical press conferences, which is what this was for about the first half of the press conference today before they start talking about the actual X's and O's and some players and even got a couple of South Dakota State questions thrown in there. Producer Jeff, that's what he was waiting for. We'll have more. You've got an email? Email it to us. You got a tweet? You got a Facebook comment? You want to call us? We're all here, and we will have more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on!
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Skies stay mainly cloudy through the day today. We'll also see a few isolated showers develop around the region. Highs will reach about 66 with southeast winds 10 to 15. We'll then head back to 56 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UCLA very well represented fan-wise as well on Saturday. And again, just from that media perspective, you walk around and Nebraska fans still classy from that standpoint. It's interesting, even after what they saw. You know, hey, great game. You know, doesn't matter where they're at, out on the street, not necessarily in the stadium. So you got that going for you. And again, let's just see. I think the problem is what would be nice is if Nebraska had another good test here in about 2 weeks, which they don't. Now, every game should be viewed as a test. There's no doubt about it. And South Dakota State, in their running back, Zach Zenner, through three games is averaging 180 yards per game. Nobody in Division I or 1AA is doing that. And that's what they call FBS, FCS. So he's pretty special. And we will talk with head coach John Stiglmeyer later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show with the South Dakota State coach, what they learned the first time they were here and what they expect the second time around, ranked sixth in the FCS, off to a 3-0 start. Don't forget, farmers, as you start thinking about putting that crop in the bin and harvesting for 2013, it's never too late to, or early, I guess we should say, to think ahead for 2014. T&L is there for you. Derek Wagner of Minden is your area T&L pivot dealer. There's so many of them in the Tri-Cities that want to help you, want to make things better for you and your farming operation. Experts continue to forecast more drought. That means more pivot need, more watering of your crops. Why not maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul? T&L, they just keep going and going and going and going. They'll take you through. They don't stop. There's no spoking. It's not start for 30 seconds, stop for 30 seconds. They put a good continuous flow with their great hydraulic design. If you want to know more, contact Derek Wagner of Minden and get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Still a minute or two here. If you've got an email, a tweet, a Facebook post about the Huskers, where they're at right now, we had quite a few at the start of the show. Some saying, keep patient. This is still a 10-win football team. Others calling for the heads of coaches and staff members and changes and things like that. So there's the extreme both ways. Where do you fall? And while we wait to go down a couple more emails or tweets, our pigskin pick'em, I knew I didn't win, was close a lot, but neither did our caller. Sorry, Chase. 6-4, not good enough when Jimmy Langan just thumps it out of the ballpark by going 8-2. He took Utah to beat Oregon State, and he took Bowling Green to beat Indiana. Those are the only two that Jimmy missed. He had Mississippi to beat Texas. He had Central Florida to upset Penn State. He had Washington over Illinois. He had Iowa over Iowa State. He had Arizona State over Wisconsin. So great job there, Jimmy. And that means the Cunningham's cash will go up another $10 for this Friday. Don't forget, every Friday, Pigskin Pick'em. The trivia answer gets you the chance to take us on. You'll automatically get a great large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli and then go up for the Cunningham's cash. You also get entered, of course, for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets. Our Husker lunch is coming up Wednesday. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be at the loft at Cunningham's, and he'll answer your questions. There'll be some time to dissect what happened in the game, what Coach Bellini has said, what the coordinators will say after practice tomorrow. As you heard Coach say, they're changing things up there a little bit. So join us this Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. Have a great buffet lunch for you. Get you in and out of there in an hour. You'll be back to work by 1. Brought to you by Home Federal, Gary Michaels, Clothiers, Cunningham's, and, of course, our crew here at ESPN Radio. Man, oh, man. Just some things that the coach talked about. I hope that the media doesn't nitpick everything Coach said about reshaping the he didn't say reshaping the team, but doing some things different. And now that he's come out with that tone, now everybody can come back to this press conference and say, well, you said a good idea about the way he handled, and I won the bet, by the way, Jeffrey, who would ask the Tommy Frazier question in the press conference today. Eric Olson from the Associated Press, never afraid to ask the question that makes you a little uncomfortable, and he asked him about what he thought about Tommy Frazier's tweet. And what can the coach say? We're working hard. If that's the way he feels, we don't need you. We want you. We want you here. We want you to be a part of the program. But if that's the way you want to feel, well, then we're not going to worry about you. So there you go. We'll wrap it up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete auto care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals like a free multi-point inspection. We'll check your alignment, battery, tires, steering, suspension, and fluids, so you'll be ready for cold weather without any inconvenient surprises. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. See store for details.
Cloudy skies and a chance for some spotty showers this afternoon. We'll reach high temperatures in the middle 60s, and we could see more showers or thunderstorms tonight with a low of 55. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Twitter is starting to light up here, and of course I don't do Twitter, so I leave that to producer Jeff. He's going to hit us here with a couple of tweets already kind of coming out during Bo Pelini's press conference on the national scene. Right after this word from our friends at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Sarah Wall still going to the Husker game. She won the season ticket. She's been to three. There's five more home games to go, and if you want to feel like a winner, then make sure you shop Midway and check out all the great deals online at thinkmidway.com. Be their Facebook friend, and you'll find out even more than the average Joe. Right now, up to $8,800 off their 2013 Rams, and they've got 2013 Silverados, those that remain, up to $11,000 off. You're saving money, and you are going to be happy. Every time you see that Midway tag driving down the road, it doesn't matter if it's a Dodge, or if it's a Cadillac, or if it's a Chrysler, or if it's new, or if it's pre-owned. They're smiling, folks. Complete inventory. You can see it. You can take a little tour of almost every vehicle on their lot online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Jeffrey, what have you come across in the Twitter universe?
Well, CBS writer Bruce Feldman says that NU is in a bad spot regarding Pelini's comments on Tommy Frazier, saying that, you know, there need to be some defensive firings. Also, Andy Staples, he's a Sports Illustrated writer, says, of course Pelini doesn't need Frazier. He needs a defense or someone who can coach defense.
Oh, no.
Which was kind of Frazier's point in the comments. And then our boy Adam Rittenberg over at ESPN, the Big Ten blog, he's been kind of poking fun a little bit at the black shirts, and Coach Pelini's having fun at practice now. The suggested new black shirts motto, happy people make tackles, down set Hakuna Matata instead. Oh. Instead of black shirts, they should go with Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, no.
New assistant defensive coordinator, Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, no. No, no, no. What's going on? See, just let him play football, all right? Let him play football. Can't we just do that? Let him play football. Folks, we're going to take we can get out of here, right? That's enough Husker talk for today. There's more tomorrow. Folks, love to hear from you. Digest what you heard from Bo. Digest it. Let us know. You've got about 22 and a half hours now to send us an email or tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. And we'll get to it tomorrow. Going to talk with the head football coaches at Hastings College, Tony Harper and UNK, Daryl Morse, later on this week. We'll be talking with the head football coach at South Dakota State and find out what Coach Stiglmeyer has to say as they get ready to come into Lincoln, under the radar maybe. Folks, love to hear from you, and we want to thank Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald at the beginning of the broadcast for joining us for an extended talk. If you missed any of the emails that were sent in, if you missed any of Tom Chattel's interview or any of the press conference, right now you can go to our podcast. In about 10 minutes, we'll have the whole show up for you at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Listen to the podcast of every Doug and Daddy show brought to you by Cunningham's, and we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy Monday Night Football, Steelers-Bengals tonight here on ESPN.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.